The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So we all know what friends with benefits are, and if you don't know what a friends with benefits is, it's a guy friend that you have and you just sort of engage in fun activities on the side, but it's just a friend. There's no strings attached. It's not your boyfriend. It's not someone you go out on dates with. It's just a friend. So if you need somebody and if you need to take care of some business, that's what they're there for. Mm-hmm.
And usually both people know that that's the scenario.
Is it ever spoken like this is the definition of our relationship? Because at some point it has to be.
I think so.
Yeah.
And he's generally going to be fine with that, but she's going to be the one to go, I'm not all about that.
I think you'd be shocked at more guys.
I think it's sometimes harder for guys than they would like to admit. They think they're fine with the physical connection and not ever being emotional. And it's like, oh yeah, we can still be friends. But I think guys fall for their friends with benefits just as much as girls fall for the guys. Yeah,
I think so, even more. Because guys are shocked. Like, you don't want, like, you're not blowing up my phone for a relationship. You don't want to date me. You don't want to be with me other than just this one thing every now and then.
It supports your theory.
That what?
That guys want what they can't have.
Yeah, that you keep us chasing all the time. The thing that would drive me crazy about that is if we had an agreement that we were friends with benefits, then you're not allowed to get benefits from anybody else while we're friends with benefits.
Well, you're not dating.
Yeah,
right.
This is where
the guys can't handle it very well. Right. Because if you're dating and there's somebody, you know, or maybe several people that you're dating and maybe potentially romantically interested in, but you're not getting physical with those people.
Right.
You're still getting physical with your friend with benefits.
Do you have one of these dudes right now?
I don't have one.
Are you looking for one?
No, I don't think I could do it.
Oh, really?
I don't think I could do it.
You think you would get emotionally involved?
I think so. I mean, a random hookup is a random hookup, but to have like one steady person like all the time, I think you would become more and more attracted to that person because I think you have to be sort of attracted to them anyways to be a friends with benefits, somewhat.
Let's take this guy that you were like having, that you had drinks with last night. Okay, so you go over to this guy's apartment, he invites you over. He says that we're going to watch football, whatever. by the way, did he go to Iowa or Georgia Tech?
No.
Okay. So he just invites you on over to watch a random
football game. It's a big bowl
game.
Right, I watched it too. I didn't go to either school. I was watching it.
I didn't.
It was an excuse for him to get you over to his house, which is fine. So he's just a friend of yours. The wine starts flowing last night.
Right.
And once you walked in the door, he thought that it was on.
Maybe.
He
was hoping for sure that it was on.
Right.
So the fact that you say that it didn't happen last night has already started to establish with him that we're just friends.
Maybe, but then this is where the new term comes in, which is friends with limited benefits.
You can't define that.
Hold on. Yes,
you can't do that.
Yes, you can. You can. Friends with limited benefits is just it's everything. It's like making out, you cuddle, you just hang out. No. I mean,
you can hook up, but you can't have a home run. So you can you can have a triple.
You could probably do a triple. It depends.
Double or triple, but not a home run.
You
got to
set your limitations.
Show me one guy that would agree to those stipulations.
A guy suggested this to me.
The only way.
Limited benefits.
I so wish Jeff was here, especially for this, because I can't believe you can't see this. Because a guy knows that if he agrees to this limited benefits thing, that women, once you get to a certain point, you can't turn around either.
Right.
So if we say, look, we're just going to go to third base, we know once you round third, it's only another 60 feet.
That's what he's probably banking on.
Right.
To agree to the limited benefits. But if she sets it out there at the outset, then he can't be mad if they're not going fully around the bases.
And it doesn't have to necessarily be third. Your limitations could be second.
Could be first or second.
You just want to have a makeout partner. I mean, that's it.
Wendy's in her 20s. She's fine with just making out. I'm not sure in your 30s that if you're around in 30s, you can stop.
Limitations increase as you get older.
Somehow your brake pads at 30 years old are too worn and they just don't work anymore.
Yeah. I mean, you're much more of a well-oiled machine at that stage in the game.
But this was suggested to me by a guy. And
yeah, well, I think if it comes from a guy
who wants limited benefits from you?
No, this is what I didn't want. Like, it's a guy that I could potentially, like, would fall for, so I don't want to, like, be friends with benefits, but if you give them limited benefits, it just...
It really is a brilliant plan on the guy's part. If he could get you to agree to that, he's only doing that because he knows that limited eventually is going to give you free access. He'll get one of those all-access badges that he's going to wear around his neck, like
VIP.
Backstage pass. Yeah.
Yeah, like a lanyard.
He knows he's going to get all access, but to propose that, look, just limited benefits is fine with me is really, really very smart.
It is a good tactic. Yeah, because she feels all safe. And then he's like, yeah, she won't be able to resist my moves.
This dude is brilliant.
Maybe.
Hey, Kim, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm on that whole limited benefits train, and he hasn't tried anything further.
See? Really?
And how long have you guys been on this train?
Like a month, I guess.
Okay. And all right. you've both been on the train. You've just stopped before you got to the final destination?
I mean, we actually haven't even gone very much further than the original destination.
So it's just...
Go with that, I guess. Like general makeout and a little bit more, but I mean, that's it. He doesn't... Like, he's asked, but when I said no, he was like, okay.
Really?
Continued with what he was doing.
That's your limitations. You have to sign like a contract.
He's just getting it warmed up, though.
One month too, man.
I mean, six months in, he's not going to be around if you're still bumping, setting. He's going to be ready to spike.
Will you do us a favor? You have to make a commitment to us. Will you call us every 2 weeks and give us an update?
Sure.
Because I think he may hold out for another 2 weeks, but within a month, there's no way the call sounds the way it sounds right now.
Right.
Okay, good. Did you propose that or did he propose that?
Mutual thing.
You proposed it. Because it wasn't his idea.
You proposed it. He agreed. It's limited benefits.
I guess you could always squirm your way in even further, but I mean, you could also have another friends with benefits, just not a friends with limited benefits. So, I mean, it works out for him, so he can go have his benefits, full-on benefits, but with you, it's just limited.
And you'd be okay with that?
I'd be okay with that.
Hey, Matt, good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. What's going on?
I think.
All right. Now, I agree with you, Bert, on the whole limited benefits, and I believe that women fall more so than guys. I had a girl that me and her were really good friends in high school, nothing more. And then she approached me one night. Her and one of her cousins came over to my apartment, and she was like, "Listen, Matt. I just want to get some. I just want to have some fun."
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, "Okay, sounds good to me." And then about a month later, she's getting all attached and coming over and wanting to stay the night all the time. And it just freaked me out. I mean, really freaked me out.
I think if we're talking generalities, I think dudes would be able to handle it better. But the women here are saying, no, it's about even.
I think it is about even.
I think
even.
It is the same. Yeah. I mean, I think more so on guys. That's why you have the limited friend and not the full-on benefits. Because if they get attached to you, then you can always go all the way. So you have like a little bit left to give, but you haven't given it all up yet.
It really is. I mean, if there are guys listening this morning, it really is a very unique, fantastic plan. And I hope there aren't a whole bunch of women listening, because this could really work really, really well. If you're the one that suggested as a guy,
right?
You get so many points. But you know eventually, limited is going to be full on.
Maybe.
Maybe.
It depends on how emotionally attached a woman will get.
Let me ask you this. If you're good in your limited,
yes.
Then it will end up, you'll be able to buy the car.
You could get
if your test drive goes so well, then you're probably going to end up driving.
Maybe.
Probably.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it depends on how good looking you are, too.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
It always does. Mm-hmm. Hey, Patty, good morning.
Good morning. Okay. You know, these young, and I'm thinking these are young people proposing this, I think they're forgetting that men and women just physically, mentally are completely different. Women can make out. Women can have friends with limited benefits. Guys can't. They have to have a release of some kind. And,
yeah,
I mean,
but it can be by themselves later.
And, you know, that's just the way that it is. And I think that, you know, guys buying into this, it's just like you said, they're expecting it's not going to be limited, or if it's limited, it's only limited for a little while. They're mm-hmm. going to get their release at some point.
Right.
But I think girls are teasing themselves or are just not admitting or realizing the fact that they're... Guys can't make out. I mean, they really can't.
I say, go ahead. Women, propose it to guys. Do it. Go ahead and propose it.
And sure.
Yeah, go ahead and propose it. I think it's a great idea for guys, because I think if you know what you're doing, then the limited idea will become...
But maybe.
Maybe, because I think guys then would set themselves up for disappointment, because I think some women are stronger about saying, no, this is it, than guys are. And then guys will be so disappointed when they hear that, no, we're not doing any more than this. See ya.
Hey, Kevin, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Okay, man.
Hey, this limited benefits thing sounds really great, but let's be honest here. It's a great move for the guy, because if you're good with limited benefits, you're going to get full benefits in no time.
Exactly my point. I say if a woman proposes it to you as a guy, if you think you know what you're doing, absolutely go for it.
Yeah, there's not too far from
major score.
Yeah. There's not too far to go from the shallow end to the deep end.
Yeah. A little gray area in the middle where you can't touch
anymore. Like a floating area.
For the most part, there really isn't a lot.
Hey, The Bird Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Nobody does it better than Regent Seven Seas Cruises. Enjoy all-inclusive, unrivaled luxury with unlimited shore excursions, indulgent cuisine, personalized service, and more aboard spacious all-suite ships. Visit rssc.com to experience the unrivaled.